H910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. An antitrust suit over high concert ticket prices, among other things, for the Justice Department and 30 state attorneys general.
It's time to restore competition and innovation in the entertainment industry. It is time to break up Live Nation Ticketmaster. The American people are ready for it.
Attorney General Merrick Garland, Live Nation, in a statement denying the allegation, saying it is hurt by existing competition. The first state visit to the U.S. by an African leader in more than 15 years is by Kenya's President Ruto. The White House says the visit will strengthen a shared commitment to peace and security, defending democracy, and expanding economic ties. House Republicans have summoned the leaders of Northwestern and Rutgers universities to testify about concessions they gave to pro-Palestinian protesters to end demonstrations on campuses. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. People all over Wisconsin are busy cleaning up Tuesday night storm damage. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection recommends you avoid door-to-door repair crews who use high-pressure sales tactics. DatGap says you're better off asking your friends, neighbors, or your insurance agent for recommendations. Wisconsin's rate for melanoma skin cancer is slightly higher than the U.S. average. Dermatologist Adam Sutton says that's why it's important to get checked.
An individual that has 50 or more moles on their body has about a fourfold increased risk for the development of melanoma. So that's pretty significant. Even if we have really normal-looking moles, if we have a lot of them, we're at greater risk for the development of melanoma.
1 in 5 Americans will have some type of skin cancer by age 70. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. Construction work is underway on Woodland Avenue and Hartley Park in Duluth. The Woodland Avenue project is expected to run through August and will see about a mile and a half of the road renovated between Snively Road and Anoka Street. The project will convert the road to one wider lane in each direction with a continuous center turn lane and the addition of new curbs, gutters, and a bike lane. The Hartley Park project includes the construction of stormwater basins near the entrance to the park for stormwater runoff. A new blood donation center has officially opened in Duluth. According to a Northern News Now report, blood donors gathered outside Memorial Blood Center's new facility for its grand opening on Tuesday. The opening comes at a vital time for the city, as local officials have said for weeks they've been dealing with a shortage of blood donations. The new building will offer expanded capacity to keep up with demand as best it can, as well as a number of new amenities for donors. More information on their services is available online. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
The Brewers shut out in Miami. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers losing to the Marlins last night in a low-scoring game, 1-0. Freddie Peralta giving up a home run to start the game, then settled in. Peralta says the Marlins are a young and improving team.
They have a lot of young guys that they swing hard. They play very good defense. They run. They are fast, most of them. So it's a lineup that you got to be careful. You know, you don't want a lot of on the bases because, you know, they're going to run.
The Brewers are in Boston tomorrow night against the Red Sox. NBA, the Dallas Mavericks beating the Timberwolves 108-105 in Game 1 of the Western Conference Finals. The Pacers and the Celtics in Game 2 tonight in Boston. The Bucks, Giannis Antetokounmpo named to the All-NBA first team for the 6th year in a row, the 8th time in his career. Now last week, Doc Rivers fired 3 of the team's assistant coaches, including Josh Oppenheimer. A report out today says that Oppenheimer was close friends with Giannis, who's not happy with that decision. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
A gorgeous, sunshining day today with high temperatures climbing to the mid-70s. Alongside a much calmer wind, it's the nicest day of the week. A few stray showers are possible this evening, and then more rain rolls in tomorrow. It's a soaker. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 68.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
One of the most prolific columnists in the Midwest. Mr. James Causey, one of your columns, you mentioned that you got into the news because of the news quiz.
Yes. I would like to be the first person picked. And so.
Yes. Getting picked first for the news quiz teams.
We need to bring that back, actually. I need to talk to my paper about bringing that back.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Maggie Dawn.
Next up, Matt Rothschild will be sitting in the hot seat. He's got a couple of special guests lined up, so you're not going to want to miss it. And I'll see you Friday.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Allbush Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Allbush.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Allbaugh along with Mr. Sam Davidson on the board producing and engineering. It's a great day to be a Wisconsinite. Thursday, May 23rd, 2024, 6 now past the hour of 1 o'clock. Welcome into hour 2 of the program. Mr. Davidson, great to have you in for Mr. Zomers, who has the afternoon off.
Glad to be here.
Always a pleasure. You can hear Sam every morning, 6 until 8 a.m. Set the alarm. Sam is like a cup of coffee. He comes in smooth, but makes you feel better the more you listen to him.
Well, thank you, Tom.
Yeah, absolutely. That's fantastic. And by the way, Sam and I worked a little together here at the Madison Night Market. Great event. And what, did you come up with the Wheel of Misfortune idea or whatever that was?
Wheel of Misfortune. No, I didn't come up with it.
Was that Gordy or somebody?
I think it was Gordy. All yeah, right. We had the wheel. It was a thing on the John and Gordy show for a while, but we repurposed it for the night market.
And so you put stickers of all of our stations in Civic Media. They had this wheel, and then people had to guess where it was going to land. And if they landed on the sticker, they got a free Civic T-shirt. Otherwise, they got a sticker. Mm-hmm. And Sam, you were out there like Wink Martindale, like Bob Barker, like, you know what I mean? You were a great host out there.
Thank you. Yeah, I was running the wheel that night. It was a good time.
Yeah. Have you ever game hosted a show before?
No, but I reflected afterward. I told people it was like, for somehow tapping into my inner camp counselor.
Oh.
Because I used to work at a summer camp, and it was like, I don't know, doing games with kids, except they're adults on the street.
Right. And some a little inebriated, but very happy.
Yeah.
Very happy, nonetheless. Well, great to have you along, Sam. Great to have you here. Great calls last hour. Appreciate Jeff Timmer from Lincoln Project stopping by as well. Want to clean up just a few of the off the text line. Appreciate all the people texting in as well off of WMDX here in Madison. One person last half hour said they appreciate the farm report. Can be heard at the bottom of the hour at 12:30 with the fantastic, fabulous farm babe, as she calls herself, Pam Yonke from Midwest Farm Report, every day at 12:30. And she is fantastic. She's really great, really knowledgeable, and one of those people, Pam Yonke, that makes Wisconsin great. We're proud to have her here on Civic Media. Also, who else we have here? We have listening in on WMDX from Mount Horeb. Mary from Mount Horeb says, she says, quote, "You say transactional. Do you think she'd stoop so low as to want the VP spot?" We were talking about Nikki Haley and with Jeff Timmer saying that she's now going to vote for Donald Trump before disavowing him. And Jeff Timmer and I were saying it was transactional. As weird as it may sound, I think she probably would take the VP position if it was asked because of the high profile. She would hold her nose and do it. Nikki Haley, in my opinion, do I think that Trump's going to choose her? No, I don't, just because I don't think she is loyal enough to him. So I think in Trump's eyes, Nikki Haley would be too much of a risk. She'd be too Mike Pence-like. She wouldn't be willing to swear her allegiance to Trump over the Constitution. So I don't know. That's my take on that. Also off the text line here on WMDX, a listener says, same thing here. Republicans taking credit where they were when they voted against, just immoral hypocrites. That's Carrie listening in Tulsa. I'm assuming Wauwatosa, but it says in Tulsa there. So appreciate your listenership there, Carrie in Tulsa. Also, what else we have here? Andrew from Maine, listening via WAUK, says the Trumpster fire won't someone take up the MAGA flag when Trump is 25th out the 25th Amendment or put in jail? I think that's a really interesting question, Andrew, and we'll see. I mean, that's been one of the arguments that if Trump would lose this year, does it all go away? I'm someone who says, no, it won't, because I think that MAGA has overtaken what used to be the real Republican Party. And you look at the Wisconsin delegate list we were just looking at. Again, I was in the party for 30 years. I left in 2011. I know a lot of people still involved, but I don't recognize, sans like three or four people out of whatever that was, 40. I don't recognize anybody else on there, because my guess is they're all MAGA people. And so... I think that people like Nikki Haley or Marco Rubio or Ted Cruz are trying to be there to take up the MAGA mantle. And in order to do that, you have to try to out MAGA each other, which of course is just a sad and quite frankly, sick thing to think about, in my opinion. Also, Andrew asked Todd, are you suggesting the party of Trump, aka the Grand Orange Party, is perhaps not the party of Tommy Thompson, unquote? No, I don't think it is, based on if you look at Tommy's record, Governor Thompson's record when he was governor, it absolutely does not align with Trumpism, and that's why I'm disappointed and a bit baffled. I mean, I get why he said a year and a half ago that he would be the honorary co-chair, because a year and a half ago, you can legit say you didn't know whether Trump was going to end up being the nominee or not. So I get why he would say, fine, I'll be the honorary co-chair. But why you would allow yourself now to be a delegate, again, I think it's just unfortunately the former governor's want to be relevant in party politics, and I just wish he would take his wonderful legacy when he was governor and president of the UW system and go hang out in the farm and enjoy his legacy. That's basically where we're at. So we're caught up on texts, so that is good news. And let's move on to another subject here at 12 minutes past the hour of 1 o'clock. This is something that's been making some headlines, and Liz Cheney, former Republican congresswoman from Wyoming, who has said not only will she not vote and support Donald Trump, she's actually saying she's willing to vote for Joe Biden. Now, there is a profile in courage. She and Adam Kinzinger, actual profiles in courage for standing up against Trump and also saying that they're going to support Joe Biden in this election. So a headline now from ABC News, Trump falsely claims Biden, FBI, had plans to assassinate him during Mar-a-Lago search. Did you hear about this? I mean, it's just, here's from the ABC story. The FBI has issued a rare statement after former President Donald Trump and several GOP lawmakers spread false claims suggesting President Joe Biden authorized his assassination during the search of his Mar-a-Lago resort in 2022. In a fundraising email responding to right-wing media reports that offered a distorted reading of a newly unsealed court filing in Trump's classified documents case, Trump falsely claimed Biden was, quote, locked and loaded, ready to take me out, unquote. Went on to claim that Biden wanted to use deadly force against him. Behind Trump's false claims is a major misrepresentation of an otherwise boilerplate policy memo that was included in newly unsealed documents that accompanied a filing from Trump's own lawyers in his classified document case in Florida on Tuesday. The memo was part of a law enforcement operations order drawn up by agents preparing to carry out the search at Mar-a-Lago on August 8, 2022, after a magistrate judge agreed the government had shown probable cause that the agents would find evidence of unlawfully retained national defense information and obstruction of justice documents on the premise. Basically, what happened here was it is boilerplate that any time the FBI is going to raid any sort of a residence or business with probable cause and a warrant, the agents are authorized to use up to deadly and including deadly force to protect themselves and to carry this out. That is boilerplate on every raid like this. And so Trump's team and the MAGA Republicans use this to put the false assertion that Biden authorized the assassination of Trump, which, of course, is completely false. And by the way, when the FBI went to Delaware to look in Joe Biden's garage for the same types of documents, guess what? In the order, the FBI was authorized to use deadly force. So, if you follow the Trump logic, apparently Joe Biden wanted to commit suicide. I mean, no, of course not. This is just, it's boilerplate language. And again, remember that the FBI coordinated with the Secret Service team that Trump has. Trump wasn't even at Mar-a-Lago when it was raided. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Mike listening in Spring Green. Mike, thanks for calling. We'll see.
Well, I just have a question. If Trump says it's okay that the president can do anything he wants while he's in the office, why couldn't Biden have him whacked and just get him out of the way? I mean, just makes sense to me.
That is a great point, Mike. That is a great, you're absolutely, if you follow the Trump logic, right, if Trump's saying that, well, sure, you're absolutely right, saying that I have immunity because I can do anything I want, that he shouldn't have a problem with this, right?
Obviously, I'm trying to be silly about right, it, but I know. Trump said it himself.
He did.
He said it himself.
Yeah.
So he shouldn't be surprised or whining about it because it's just the president's whim if he wants to do that.
By the way, while I got you on the phone, Mike, how are things in your neck of the woods? I know Spring Green got hit hard in parts of some of these storms. Everybody okay in your neck of the woods?
Yeah, where I am, I'm a little out of town. We got some branches and trees down, but we didn't have any power problems. And I know of no injuries or any major like property damage. I saw a lot of big trees down, though, a lot of big old trees.
Yeah, I saw in some of the news reports some of the big trees in the Spring Green area went down. And but glad nobody.
Pines that...
Go ahead. What?
Go ahead. I'm sorry, I'm missing you.
No, I said you said the big pines. Some big pines went down there.
Oh yeah. Well, they've got some old, like, I don't know if they're first growth, but some big giant pine trees out around Taliesin. A few of those went down. So.
Oh man. Well, I'm glad your family and the folks around you are safe and the power is on. We're thinking about all those folks and they had storm damage over the week. But thanks for calling in. Great call as well. Thank you so much, Mike, out there listening.
Thanks a lot.
My pleasure. On WRCE out of Richland Center, Mike in Spring Green, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Also text us on the Civic Media app on your Apple or Android device. Stay tuned. We'll come on back, talk a little bit more. Have a Republican registered voter says he's voting for Joe Biden in his own words. Don't go anywhere, right here in Civic Media.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes,
That doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tyler Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 20 past the hour of 1 o'clock. Mr. Davidson on the board. Glad to have you along with us on a beautiful afternoon. Sam, you're a graduate of UW-Madison. What's your favorite spot on campus?
Ooh. I don't know about my favorite spot. I can tell you my favorite building because people ask that, and it's always a hot take. I love the humanities building.
Really?
Yeah.
That is a hot take.
It's a bit of a maze for anyone unfamiliar. It's not a bit of a maze. It's an incredible maze for anyone unfamiliar. But I don't know. There's just something about the place. It seems like an old sort of place where there's all this creativity. There's a lot of art classes that go on there.
That's true.
The history department is in there.
A lot of music, right?
Music also, yeah. That used to be the home base for the music department.
For those unfamiliar, again, humanities, it's scheduled to be taken down, right? Replaced here in the next 5 years
It's been falling apart for a couple of years now. They had to replace like a couple of the structural members on it last year.
I mean, it looks like a fortified concrete kind of glass fortified building. I mean, it's not a pretty building.
It's a brutalist.
That's a good
It's
word.
A brutalist fortress. Yeah.
And you feel safe there. Is that part of it? I don't know.
I mean, I guess. I feel like it'd be pretty hard to break into.
I think it would be.
Yeah.
I think if people who went there, I believe. Don't quote me. And this is Todd's old memory, but I believe that it was built specifically because it was built during the time or right around the time of some of the Vietnam protests and whatnot. And so they built it so it couldn't be broken.
Could be riot proof. Yeah. I've heard that. Yeah. I haven't confirmed the rumor.
I cannot
though.
Confirm that either.
Yeah.
But there are a lot of great, beautiful places on campus. Especially a day like today, in particular, I'm just feeling it today. I need some time there. At Memorial Terrace.
Oh, that's great also.
Right? You got the colored chairs. You got the water right there. You got Lake Mendota. You've got, Spotted Cow on tap. You got a brat or a hamburger. And if you're still hungry, you just walk in and grab yourself some Babcock Hall ice cream. And you sit there by the lake and you watch the ducks and you watch the people. And it's enormously relaxing for me.
It is. It's great.
Yeah.
I love it there.
It's not only my favorite place on campus, it's my favorite place in Madison.
Oh, very cool.
I take people there wherever they come to visit.
It's
the spot to go. All right. Well, thank you, Sam. We appreciate you being here, filled in for Mr. Zomers today. Feel free to give us a call or a text, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. You can text us on the Civic Media app. You can download it on your Apple or Android device. It's a great place to get all your information downloaded today. It's free. Doesn't cost you a dime, not one. Gratis, as they say in Spanish. Free. No dinero. And it's what Gail King, by the way, calls a deal. Did you know that, Sam?
I've heard you say that. Who is Gail King?
Oh, my God. Samuel. Is your real name Samuel or not?
It is, yeah.
Samuel.
Have I committed some like terrible crime by not knowing who Gail King is?
Let me just tell you. Gail King is Oprah Winfrey's best friend, number one. Number two, and probably more importantly, she is the co-host of CBS. It used to be CBS This Morning, and now they just call it CBS Mornings on CBS. She does the morning show on CBS, and then once in a while she'll do a special. But I just like her because she's a broadcaster, but she's also very real, and she just kind of says
down
things off
earth.
The cuff.
Yeah.
And so when they promote the the CBS Mornings podcast, she'll say it's free and it's 20 whatever minutes, and she'll say it's a deal. So right. I just rip it off, and
Well, the Civic Media app is a deal.
It is a deal. Now we've got to do a whole segment on Gayle King for you some morning.
Yeah, I don't watch that much TV, but I got to watch.
But you're
it
working. But you're working at that hour.
Oh, wow, that's true.
At least part, you know, until 8.
Right.
So.
Could watch TV while I work.
I'm sure John and Gordy would really like that.
Oh yeah.
All right. Well, we'll help you out, and we'll educate you on Gayle King. She's fantastic. Have you been out to the U.S. Capitol, Sam? Have you ever gone out there?
I have. I went on a school trip in 9th grade.
Oh, nice. It's a beautiful building.
It is. Yeah.
Here now are crack staff. Who's new in the U.S. Capitol building? All right. Each U.S. state is allowed 2 statues to put on display at the U.S. Capitol in what's named the National Statuary Hall. Remember going through there? They have all the statues there. It's a cool place. The statues honor noteworthy figures in state history. One of North Carolina's 2 statues was a past governor who led a white supremacy campaign in the early 20th century. Probably not so good.
that's a big yikes right there.
That's a big yikes. To the credit of the people of North Carolina, last week that statue was replaced. So fantastic. Nicely done, North Carolina. The new statue depicts a Christian pastor holding an open Bible. Who is immortalized in North Carolina's new statue? Any guesses?
I am not well versed on North Carolina history. I have no idea.
I would have guessed Jerry Falwell, but that's not true. Thank God. The answer: who is immortalized in North Carolina's new statue? Billy Graham. Have you heard of Billy Graham before?
No, I haven't.
Billy Graham he's passed away now, but he was a well-known evangelist before televangelist, and would go around the country, and his nickname for a long time was a pastor to the presidents, because he was a non-denominational type of pastor. Mm-hmm. And so oftentimes in times of crisis, whether it was Jimmy Carter or Ronald Reagan or George H.W. Bush or Bill Clinton, I think that he quote-unquote pastored every president through Barack Obama. But he would meet and kind of advise them spiritually and in a non-denominational sense. And I think by and large, Billy Graham was respected. Where it kind of fell off the turnip truck, as it does sometimes, is the next generation. And his son, Franklin Graham, who is a real wannabe. Now, Billy Graham, from all accounts that I know of, I don't believe he was a hypocrite. He lived he preached, you know, as a Christian and lived a humble life, and he kept a fairly humble home and wasn't flashy at all. His son, Franklin, who wanted to be like his dad, flies around the country in a Lear jet and has become a Trumpster and has endorsed Donald Trump and is on the Trump train full bore and full steam.
How in the world do you get that sort of lifestyle wanting to be like your dad?
Exactly. That's the whole – and it fits in with the theme of the show today is hypocrites. Yeah. So, you know, Nikki Haley and now we got Franklin Graham as well. Billy, by again all accounts, a decent person who did a lot of good in his time. Franklin, the son, not so much.
So does Franklin like have any influence over things? Is he a pastor as well? Or?
Well, yeah, that's what he calls himself. Huh. But he has the whole. I mean, he's gone down more of the televangelist pastor role, and you know, raising money.
He's a showman.
Exactly what he is: a showman and a grifter. Ah. And it always amazes me, these people that, you know, as a person of faith myself, but I mean, these people, they call themselves people of faith, and then they don't necessarily live what they preach or what they exemplify.
Exactly. Yeah.
Which, and again, I'm not the perfect person at all. I have my own faults and sins and problems, but I try really hard not to go around pointing the
finger.
But
you're not riding around in a Learjet. You're not a MAGA.
No. Yeah. And I'm also not saying, you know, send me $100. No, usually it's like $99. $99, and we'll send you this beautiful angel pin, and you too will be blessed. But the only person that gets blessed is Franklin Graham, who makes $99 on the deal. So I try not to go that route.
But you're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin ranks second in the nation for the most prescription drugs collected during this spring's Drug Take Back Day. Wisconsin collected more than 55,000 pounds of unwanted medications. Wisconsinites have turned in 1.3 million pounds of unwanted drugs since Drug Take Back Day began in 2010. The federal farm bill taking shape includes a key provision called the Conservation Reserve Program, which benefits tens of thousands of hunters and fishers. Aaron Field is with the Theodore Roosevelt Conservation Partnership.
We have an opportunity in this farm bill to, for the first time in a very long time, increase the baseline funding for conservation. This is something that's got bipartisan support.
Field is concerned that the longer talks drag out, the harder it will be to reach compromise. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. The Duluth YWCA will host an event for residents at Clyde Ironworks next Thursday. The annual Mission Soiree aims to raise money to support the organization's programs for women in the area, like the Young Mothers Housing Program and their Early Childhood Education Center. Organizers of the event are hoping for a great deal of community support for the critical programs, and the event will include food, music, and a silent auction. Anybody interested in attending can find more information on the YWCA website. The Minnesota National Guard's 148th Fighter Wing will be deployed overseas this summer. According to a Northern News Now report, the Duluth-based Fighter Wing will be sent out on a regularly scheduled deployment, though officials did not say where it will be sent and how long the deployment will last. The 148th Fighter Wing features over 1,000 airmen who serve in a variety of fields and the F-16 Fighting Falcon and are trained to provide suppression and destruction of enemy air defenses.
And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Fans of The Voice are probably still recovering after the show crowned a winner for season 25. The season finale took place Monday and Tuesday with five finalists. Coaches Reba McEntire and John Legend's contestants were two of the finalists, with Team Reba coming out on top. Your winner, Asher Havan, was crowned the season's champ. Yahoo Entertainment reports that Reba and Gwen Stefani will return as coaches, and the show will add new coaches, Michael Bublé and Snoop Dogg, for season 26. That show just got a whole lot cooler. After four seasons, the CW network is canceling the show Walker. In a related story, there was a show called Walker on the CW for the last 4 years. Deadline reports that the show was the CW's highest rated over the last 4 years. The network cited high licensing fees as one of the reasons for cancellation. The show is a spinoff of Walker, Texas Ranger. The CW would like people to know it still has a whole mess of shows on the air that people have never heard of. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
A gorgeous, sunshining day today with high temperatures climbing to the mid-70s. Alongside a much calmer wind, it's the nicest day of the week. A few stray showers are possible this evening, and then more rain rolls in tomorrow. It's a soaker. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 69 degrees.
Watch out! You got me!
The galaxy is safe once again.
In the pretend universe, kids play with pretend guns. In the real world, it's up to us to make sure they don't get their hands on a real gun. If you have a gun in the house, keep it locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by N Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Earl Ingram.
Susan from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Susan. You say what?
I've been marching since I was 17. I'm 74. And women need to get out. You need to vote because you don't want to go back to 1950 where you weren't allowed a credit card, where you weren't allowed to purchase a car or a home. These are things that are at stake.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Jane is off, but I, Greg Bach, am your host for today, and we welcome guests Matthew Filipovich, Esther Flonase, and we have Fancy Brian Kelly as our guest host for the first hour. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tile Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 34 minutes now past the hour of 1 o'clock. Welcome back in Thursday, May 23rd, 2024. Tile Ball along with Sam Davidson, who is filling in for Mr. Zomers today on the board. And here's the deal. If you're with us last segment, Sam and I got talking about this new statue in Statutory Hall. I got in a conversation about Billy and Franklin Graham, and we both looked at each other and I said, are we still on the air?
Yeah, and then we both looked at each other, and then we looked at the clock, and then we just started laughing.
I guess not. We got so involved in our conversation, and that's the sign of a good conversation, I think, that we've lost track of time.
Right, exactly.
And who hasn't done that in a conversation when you're talking to a friend or whatever, and you're like, oh, my God, I had to be somewhere else.
Yeah.
You lose track of time. But it was a good conversation.
Exactly.
And here, Sam, we have hit on why Todd has a reputation, well, probably because it's true, of always running late or very frequently, because I get so—
You just talk to people all the time.
I get so involved in the conversation, I don't want it to end, which, of course, is a terrible excuse for being late.
But it's not a bad thing to have happen.
Some people will say, if you're going to meet Todd, make sure you do it on Todd time. In other words, tell him to be somewhere 15 minutes before you actually want him to be there.
Smart.
But anyway, it was a great conversation. Welcome back to the show. 36 minutes now past the hour of 1 o'clock. But talking about Nikki Haley, and now time for your opinions on this. Once again, it is time for a segment we call What's Worse? This or that. Time once again for What's Worse. There are no prizes, nothing we're giving away. You don't get nothing, except you get to have your voice heard across statewide radio on the Civic Media Radio Network and around the world on the Civic Media app. Your choice to tell us what you think is worse. Okay, here now from the writing crew, today's What's Worse. What's worse that Nikki Haley announced she's voting for Donald Trump, or that this is a surprise to absolutely no one? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. What's worse, that Nikki Haley announced she is voting for Trump, or that this is a surprise to absolutely no one? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. You can also text us on the Civic Media app. And again, Nikki Haley, after saying for months on the campaign trail that she would not support, not endorse, literally use the term, not going to kiss the ring of Donald Trump. And yesterday, she got down on her knees.
She kissed the ring.
Well, I guess, metaphorically speaking, politically speaking, mm-hmm. like so many others. So what's worse, the fact that Nikki Haley announced she's voting for Trump, or that this is a surprise to absolutely no one? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. What do you think, Sam? What's worse?
I think that she's bowing down to Trump now. Like, I gotta say, I haven't paid that much attention to her.
Yeah.
So I didn't know what to expect, but
she wasn't a choice for you.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Not for me. Well, off the text line, listening on WMDX, Kurt in Madison says, quote, all of the above. I think this is actually an appropriate one for both. I think that truly is true. Also, Aaron, Mr. Zomer is listening in. He apparently, his eyes are still not focused. They've given him some high-powered drugs at the eye doctor. He's apparently he's going to be a guest of both Devil's Advocate and Max Inc. after this session. The drugs have been put in so much into him. He says, I expected nothing from Nikki Haley, but I was still disappointed. So there you go. There you go. Nicely done, Mr. Zomers. Expect nothing, but still disappointed.
The bar was on the ground, and then they dug under it.
What's worse, the fact that Nikki Haley announced she is voting for Trump, or that this is a surprise to absolutely no one? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Also, Matt in Middleton listening in on WMDX says, politicians with zero integrity like Haley led to Trump, so her bowing down is worse. There, that's pretty good. I think that's true. Also, Andrew from Maine says, Mr. Zomers can't see, but he can hear. Yes, apparently the drug's not affecting his hearing. And we're thankful for that. We're very thankful indeed. What's worse, that Nikki Haley announced she is voting for Trump, or that this is a surprise to absolutely no one? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Make it easy for you, 855-75-CIVIC, or you can text us on the old Civic Media app. Let's see here. We have a call coming in here. We'll wait in nervous anticipation, ladies and gentlemen, while Mr. Sam Davidson answers the phones today. Great show coming up tomorrow, by the way. Brady Ewing, our ongoing contributor every other Friday, former three-time Big Ten champion with Wisconsin football, and also was a three-time or three spent 3 years in the National Football League. He will be along in hour number one. And then in hour two, our friend and ongoing contributor, Peter Rapine, managing editor of EPOM's World, with his bi-weekly look at the week in review, the lighter side of humanity, wacky things that wacky humans actually do. Coming up tomorrow on the show, Brady Ewing and Peter Rapine, excited about that. Right now, though, what's worse? That Nikki Haley announced she is voting for Trump, or that this is a surprise to absolutely no one? 855-752-4842. Chris calling in. Chris, what's worse?
Hey there.
What's worse, Chris?
As Oscar Wilde once said, there's only one thing worse than being talked about, and that's not being talked about. I think she realized she was no longer relevant and standing in that kind of a shadow. She had to do something. So, you know, I think that's it. So they're both awful choices, but it's not a surprise.
All right. Awful choice, but not a surprise. Well said. Well said. Thank you very much, Chris, calling in. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. What's worse, that Nikki Haley announced she is voting for Trump, or that this is a surprise to absolutely no one? Pat calling in. Pat, what's worse? Are you there, Pat?
Oh, hello. Yes, I am. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. What's worse?
In my naivety, I wanted to have a little bit of faith restored in politicians, and Nikki came out so strong saying that she would never support him. So, unfortunately, I think it's worse that she wouldn't back on her word.
Yeah.
So,
It's a sad day. It is a sad day. It's a sad day. I agree, Pat. Thank you very much for the call. Appreciate you calling in. What's worse, that Nikki Haley announced she is voting for Trump, or that this is a surprise to absolutely no one? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. You can also text us on the Civic Media app. I think Pat brings up a good point here, because I think there were a lot of people that were slightly hopeful that thought, oh, well, okay, here's an accomplished woman that's got herself elected governor of a state. She went on to be ambassador of the UN. And here's someone who's not going to take Trump's crap anymore. And she pontificated and she hung in there. She was the last person standing in the primary besides Trump. And people thought, well, this is great. She's not going to give in. And then she turns out to be just as slimy, just as much of a schmuck as everybody else.
Part of me hoped for some reason that there was just a little bit of hope that she could be like a quote-unquote normal Republican, what a former Republican would have been. Mm-hmm. And then I remembered like her comments how the Civil War wasn't about slavery.
Exactly.
And all the other goofy stuff that she's done and tried to cover up after making some offhand comment.
And that brings up a great point, Sam, because as someone who spent a lot of time in politics, And thank God I never worked for anybody like this. And maybe that's why I didn't go all that far in politics. I worked for just two people pretty much and one other candidate my entire political career. But I never worked for anybody like this. But there are a lot of people in politics, and I can only speak to the Republican side, who they're disingenuous at best. And they are handled a lot. And I'm not talking about being fondled necessarily. I'm talking about being handled. In other words, their handlers, they tell them exactly what to say, exactly what to think. And it's not based on what the candidate or the representative or the elected official actually believes. It's based on what is going to get them elected. So I think Sam brings up a great point here. Nikki Haley was saying that the Civil War wasn't about slavery. My gut tells me that's what she actually believes. And then someone handled her, politically speaking, and said, Governor, Ambassador, really, here's what you should say. And they tried to clean up the mess. Nikki Haley, to me, is someone who is handled, politically handled a lot. 855-752-4842. Let's go to Karina calling into Milwaukee. Karina, always a pleasure. What's worse, that Nikki Haley announced she's voting for Trump, or that this is a surprise to absolutely no one?
Well, it's not a surprise, but it's a crushing hope. Because you saying handling, I would say more like fondling, if you ask me.
Politically speaking, yes.
Because you know what? You got to have some spine and self-respect to go and at least not to announce that and say, you know what, guys? I am withdrawing myself from that because right. I just don't know who to vote. Or whatever it is, you can say it.
Yeah.
You know, recuse yourself for one reason or another for some other BS. But the man called you a pea brain.
Yeah, a bird
okay?
brain. Yeah.
Just a little bit of self-respect. I mean, how, that's exactly why I'm saying the fondling.
Right.
How mushy are you? How spineless are you that you do not you're not capable of standing for yourself and the women you said you're standing for?
That's a great point, Karina. Thank you so much. Karina makes a great point. I mean, I don't know of a bigger misogynist than Donald Trump. He called Nikki Haley a bird brain, and yet she genuflects and says, "Thank you very much. I'll vote for you." 855-752-4842. Gene in Eau Claire. Gene, always a pleasure. What's worse, that Nikki Haley announced she is voting for Trump, or that this is a surprise to absolutely no one?
Three cheers for Karina. Took the words out of my mouth. I'll tell you, us women really would love to see a good female Republican fight back at the way that these guys are treating women. So it was a big downfall. It was a real stab in the gut to women. So, yeah, that's how I felt about it. I was hopeful, too. Thank you very much for this great subject. Thank you.
Appreciate
Bye.
It. Thank you, Gene. Thanks for calling in. What's worse, that Nikki Haley announced she is voting for Trump, or that this is a surprise to absolutely no one? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. I agree with pretty much everybody's called. I think it's worse that she announced she's voting for Trump, that she gave in. That's worse, I think, than it not being a surprise to absolutely no one. Because I think most people are cynical and just said, you know, it doesn't shock us.
Off the top of my head, I can't even think of any other prominent Republicans who either have said that they won't vote for Trump or have just not said anything about it yet. Can you think of any?
The two major ones are Liz Cheney, former Republican of Wyoming, who said that she is not only not voting for Trump, that she is going to support Biden, and Adam Kinzinger, Republican from Illinois, former congressman, who has said that he is supporting Biden in favor of Trump. Come back, wrap things up here, last 10 minutes before the Maggie Dawn Show. Don't go anywhere. It's Todd, it's Sam, it's the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Max Inc. Radio.
Love great music? You'll find this weekend full of it during the Live in the Lair Memorial Day Weekend Marathon. I'm Terry Barr. Join me, Rocker, and Jimmy Kay.
Weekend evenings, 6 until midnight, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast format? Search no more. Find it now on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com. Your news just for the Superior area. I'm James Kelly with WBZH News.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Matt Nair on Air.
Welcome back to the Civic Media Radio Network. It is the Todd Allball Show. It is 10 before the hour of 2 o'clock. At the top of the hour, national news from ABC, CBS, or the Associated Press. Depending upon which fine Civic Media station you are listening to, our own news team, led by our news director, Mr. Terry Bell, with a news update. What's local and happening in your neck of the woods? A quick weather update, sports report by our sports reporter, Mike Clemens. And then straight away, into another outstanding edition of the Maggie Dawn Show from 2 until 4 in the afternoon right here. The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show, now with our own Brian Kelly as well. How about that? A chance?
Brian's a great guy. We have a little, it's not Brian, but we have a little figurine of a person that looks like Brian. That sits on our soundboard here.
So he's become an idol, is that it? Mr. Kelly is an idol? I did not know this.
He's been here ever since I started working here. And
does he know this? Is he aware of this?
I don't know if he does, but
well,
I remember
he
when
might
I
be now, but
when Aaron was first training me, I asked him about it and he said, "Oh, that's Brian Kelly. He's one of the engineers. He watches over us."
He does watch over it.
Yeah.
He's that kind of a guy. He's caring. He's talented. He's effervescent. He's a fine actor, a fine human, and now part of the Maggie Dawn Show every afternoon, 2 until 4.
He's
Maggie,
great. Yeah.
Maggie and Brian. He is great. He's one of those people that makes you feel better every time you see him.
Very
you know?
True.
How about that? Mr. Zomber says, Brian knows. I think it came from him. We had it at the old studio on University Avenue. How about that? All right. Where was it? We were speaking to Liz Cheney a little bit because Sam asked if I knew any Republicans or former, like, I don't want to use the word normal, but non-mega Republicans, I guess I'll say.
Yeah, just conservatives in government, conservative
right,
politicians.
That were still disavowing Trump. And we had this story earlier on Trump's false claim that Biden authorized assassination on the raid of Mar-a-Lago, which, of course, is completely ridiculous because that's boilerplate language that they also used when they went in and searched Biden's home in Delaware. So all of that is just bunk, and Trump and the Republicans are ginning this up. Well, here now, Liz Cheney on the old Twix, not Twitter, not X, but Twix, as Craig Ferguson likes to call it. Of Trump and this claim on the FBI raid, Liz Cheney says, quote, "Donald Trump is unstable and dangerous. He knows this is a lie that could again provoke violence from those who blindly follow him. Republicans in Congress, you know Trump is unfit. When will you put aside your cowardice and stand up for what you know is right?" Unquote. Now, there's Sam. That's leadership.
Exactly.
That's leadership.
That's what I'd like to see from all the other politicians.
That's somebody with a spine. That's somebody with chutzpah. That's somebody with a conscience. That's an American right there, putting your country before your party. If we had more people like Liz Cheney, we wouldn't be in this mess. And Liz Cheney, I know, had thought about running for president herself as an independent, but unlike people like Kennedy and some of these other goofballs, Jill Stein and I can't remember, Cornell West of these people, Liz Cheney talked to professionals and looked around and said, look, I'd like to do this, run for president, but I'm realistic and smart and honest enough to say I cannot see a plausible path to victory.
It's just not in the cards.
It's not in the cards. And in fact, I will do more damage than good. So I'm going to stay out of this in terms of running myself and you know, help out Joe Biden. That's a real leadership, right? That's real leadership. And I wish we had more of that in this country. Anyway, that's Forrest Gump once said. That's all I got to say about that. Do you know, Sam Davidson, what is the tallest wooden structure, tallest building made of wood?
Oh, gosh, I don't know. It's not a giant sequoia tree, not even a structure, is it?
No, it's not. I'll tell you, here from our crack staff, after years of research and technology advances, wood can now replace steel and concrete for high-rise building construction. It's called mass timber. We've had a couple of guests that talked about this on the show before, and it has met performance standards for strength, fire resistance, and safety. It also has multiple environmental advantages over steel or concrete. The world's current record holder for tallest mass timber building is the Ascent. Does this ring a bell?
No, it doesn't. Where is it?
Perhaps for our listeners in the Shaw, WAUK, in southwest Wisconsin. Ascent is a 25-story luxury apartment and retail tower located at 700 East Kilburn Avenue in Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Wow.
How about that?
Right in town just about.
Almost. Because of the mass timber's positive features, there's a bipartisan bill in Congress to promote its use in federal building projects and military construction. Bill sponsors say it could help address the nation's need for affordable housing and tackle climate chaos. The bill creates a preference in federal building contracts for mass timber products, helping this developing industry to be competitive for federal and military construction. If you only consider initial construction costs, mass timber may currently cost more than steel and concrete. However, if you do a little life cycle costing, which considers maintenance, repairs, heating, cooling, other costs over the life of the building, mass timber may cost less than steel and concrete. The issue is the government bidding process usually only looks at the initial construction costs, and it selects a winning bid. The mass timber bill in Congress faces, guess what, Sam? Opposition.
Wow.
Guess from who? The Ooh. Steel and concrete manufacturers.
Oh, who could have guessed?
How about that? We've had, and I'm sorry the individual's name slips my mind. We need to have him back on the show, but he's come on a couple of times, and it's somebody right here in Madison who has worked a lot on mass timber building around the world, and I did not know this, but yes, if you construct it the right way, it's actually safer than steel and concrete in terms of fire and stuff. And now the Ascent in Milwaukee, the largest current record holder for tallest mass timber building in the world. How about
incredible.
That? A world record right here in Wisconsin. One of those things that makes Wisconsin great. We appreciate you being with us today. Jeff Timmer from Senior Advisor at the Lincoln Project. Thank him so much. Sam Davidson for doing yeoman's work. I owe you a pizza or something, Sam. Appreciate it. Filled in for Mr. Zomers today on the board. Of course, all of you for listening and for watching via the stream. We appreciate you so very much. We'll be back with Brady Ewing and also Peter Rapine tomorrow on the show then. Don't go anywhere. Stay tuned now for the Maggie Dawn Show with Brian Kelly, as it turns out. Todd Allbull say, whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum. See you tomorrow.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I'm live from Madison and Civic Media Headquarters. Joining me will be actress Kayla Kelly and from the Capital Times in Madison, entertainment reporter Rob Thomas.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9. Matt Nair on
on air.
Dr. Karen Tamarius, she's a political psychiatrist, and we're talking about how to talk to people with which we do not agree.
Think of the mind as a rider on an elephant. The conscious part is the rider, and the emotional part is the elephant. If you want the person to change their mind, you need to talk with the elephant, not the rider.
Matt and Air on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.